Okay, let's get into Maisris Daf Beis. Maisris Daf Beis, and to note yesterday's shiur, I'm sorry I didn't get it till a little too late. Yesterday's shiur was sponsored by Moshe, Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Ben David, whose yard site is the 3rd of Nisan, and Rivka Bas Ephraim Leib, whose yard site is the 11th of Nisan. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we get into now Maisris. We started a new world yesterday, the world of Maisris, the world of the continuation of Trumas, as we discussed for over 100 days. But now we are into Maisris, as we saw from the Rambam. Only one mitzvah mentioned in the Rambam's and Hilchas Maisris, but again, a lot of the halachas that we learn here apply to Trumas and Maisris, Maisr Sheni, Maisr Ani, all of the Maisris. So we learned yesterday in the first daf and the first Mishnah of the Masechta, the requirements and the ingredients that make up the Chiv of Maisris. So three ingredients: Ochal, Nishmar, and Gidula Min Haaretz. And that's what the for Trumas also. It has to be food, it has to be guarded, Nishmar, it can't be Hefker, and it has to grow from the ground. And we're going to talk about each of those today, as we already started yesterday. We mentioned the contrast in Peah. The first Mishnah in Peah discusses that there's two other requirements: Machniso Lekiyam and Lekitoso Ka'achas. It has to grow all at once, and it has to be able to last in the even after it is detached. But those two don't apply to Maisras. Maisras have Ochel, Nishmar, and Gidulav Min Haaretz. So we started to discuss what is the source for the first one: Ochel. Ochel and Nishmar. So we spoke yesterday, Tvua Zarecha, what's included? Is it just Tvua? Is it all things that that grow? We had the inclusions, and then we said, but not Hefker, right? We said Nishmar and Aleph Mabez. We said Nishmar, it has to be Nishmar, and Hefker is excluded. And Rav Chisda said that there are similar rules from to Hefker and Hektish. What did Rav Chisda say? If I have standing grain, and I'm Mafker it, and then I take it back, and I'm Choser V'Kona, before it's cut, that doesn't do anything. I'm still chayef, because then I was mafkirit at a time when there was no chiyev at all. It wasn't in the world of truma. But in a case where I have bundles that are already cut, and then I'm mafkirit, and then I'm zochid back, that's the patur of hefker, nishmar prat lehefker. And that's what the Gemara was machalik. What's the difference between kama and shibalin? So the Gemara said, kama, achal efkira, kama, the standing grain, before I was mafkirid, of our vehefer shmeta truma. If I took truma at that point, while it was still attached to the ground, in a truma. You can't take truma from something that is still attached. If it's mechubar, it's not in the world yet of truma, and therefore, you can't be mafkir. So therefore, if you're mafkirid, it has no effect. But shibalin, but by the bundles, achal efkiran, if I was mafkirid, if I was mafresh truma while it was detached, then it has an effect. It has an effect. The truma is obviously would work. Avar vehifresh, that avar doesn't mean you did anything wrong. It just means you went and you were mafresh truma. That would be truma, and therefore the hefker also has an effect. That's what Rav Chisda said, and then Rav Chinna quoted Rav Chisda that would say the same thing by hektish. Af behektish kain. Hektish also would have the same rules, meaning what? If I was maktish standing grain, and then I redeemed the standing grain from hektish, so then that had no effect, and I'm chayiv and truma still. Chayiv and truma is in maisrus. But if I was maktish my bundles of grain, and then I redeemed my bundles of grain, so then that would be the ptur. That would be the ptur of Rav Chisda, which, again, alluding to, is a chiddush, because as we're going to learn, it could be that maybe there's only ptur if hektish has it when the crucial moment in the processing, it belongs to hektish, like meruach, as we'll talk about, where you make the nice piles in the field and you smooth it out on top. So maybe that's the only time when the ptur of hektish would kick in. Rav Chisda says no. Rav Chisda says, if at any time in the existence of this grain, and it's a time that you would be able to be designated as truma, and you're mafkirit, so, or you're makdishit, so then there would be a ptur. So the hektish itself, and the Gemara here is not machalik between the different categories of hektish, but you might say it applies at least to bedek habayis, but maybe not to kachay aguf and kachay mizbeach. Let's remember that chiluk, like we like to talk about. There are two types of hakdasha, ways to be makdish, and the resulting hektish. But if I have an animal that was makdish to bring as a karban, or if I give a bowl to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is going to use that bowl, so that's kachay aguf, that has inherent kedusha, and it belongs eternally to the Beis HaMikdash. But then there's Kedushas Damim, or Kachet Bet HaGabayis. So I'm going to give a table to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash has no use for my table. But Beis HaMikdash is going to sell that table and get money for the Beis HaMikdash. So that's Bet HaGabayis. If I'm Makdish, you're not supposed to do this. If I'm Makdish an animal, L'shem Kachet Bet HaGabayis. If it's a Balmum, that's fine. Because a balmum can't be used by the Beis HaMikdash, can't be brought as a karban. So if I'm makdish, a balmum, lebed kabayis, that's okay. So those are the two types. But the Tosfos already points out that there seems to be a difference in terms of how these two hekdashes function. Because the stira, remember it starts with the stira in Baba Kama, ayin vav versus ayin test. The question is, if I steal an animal and then I'm makdish it, is that considered mechira that I'm chayev dal vehei? So the Gemara has there's a steer in the Gemara, two dafim from each other. The Gemara Baba Kama Ayin Vav says, Utakasha lecha, mali machro lehedyon, mali machro leshamayim. If you want to say what's the difference, so the Gemara says, machro lehedyon, if you sell it to a hedyot, so meikara tura de Ruvain vahasha tura de Shimon, if Ruvain steals then sells it to Shimon, so it used to be Ruvain's ox, and then it becomes Shimon's ox. Machro leshamayim, meikara tura de Ruvain vahashta tura de Ruvain. Ruvain, meaning it does not change bailus. That's Baba Kama Ayin Vav. And if you look in Baba Kama Ayin Tes, exactly the opposite. Ayin Tes Amin Aleph, the Gemara says, Tvichin Mechira, right? If you sell it to another person, you're Chayav Dala Vehei. And the Gemara says, V'yashminan Seif Agana Vehikdish, Mali Machor Lehedyon, Mali Machor Lashamayim. What's the difference? There's no difference between selling it to a Hedyot and selling it to the Beis HaMikdash. That is called a Mechira, and you're Chayav Dala Vehei for that. So Tosfos already asked. Tosfos says, what's the difference? I don't say two Gemaras. Well, Hektish. How could one say that it is called a Mechira and one say it's not called a Mechira? Answers Tosfos, it depends the type of Hakdasha you're talking about. Are you talking about Kedushas Mizbeach? Kedushas Haguf, or are you talking about Kedushas Damim or Kachet Bet HaGabayis? If you're talking about Kachet Haguf, so then that is not called a Mechira. If you're talking about Kachet Bet HaGabayis, then it is called a Mechira. And the question the Achronim ask is like, that's a little ironic. You would think that the Kachet Haguf, which is the more serious, intense Kedusha, is going to be Kadosh forever, so that should really be a switch. That should really be called a Mechira. It belongs to somebody else. Why, Kachet Bet HaGabayis? So that's a lower level Kedusha. That's not eternal Kedusha. That's going to be able to be redeemed. So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik explains, remember the Grach al HaShas with many other rayas, he explains, no. The difference is because the mechanism of Hakdosha is different. When I'm Makdash Yitlim is Beach, I don't change it in Bailus Dini Maminus. I'm just makdish it straight. It stays mine, and I imbue it with Kedusha. I instill sanctity on this animal. Technically, it could still be viewed as mine, but I instill sanctity on this animal. Direct. So that doesn't change Dini Maminus, monetary law. But Bet HaGabayis, how does that change? How does that change Kedusha? So that becomes Mamono Shel Hekdesh. When I'm Makdish something Lebet HaGabayis, I make it Mamono Shel Hekdesh, and Memela the Kedusha is Chal on it. It's not that I am Makdish it, but Memela the Kedusha is Chal on it, Mishamayim, once I make it Dini Maminus, Bet HaGabayis. And that's why that's called a sale. That's called a Mechira. And that's if you remember the Rambam in Hilchas Arachin, the Rambam says, this is one of the strongest rayas to this principle. The Rambam says, what if something is already hektish and I want to make it more hektish? It's Bet HaGabayis and then I want to make it Kedushas Haguf. Or it's Kedushas Haguf and I makdish my animal, I have a sheep, and I say, I want this to go to be as a karban. And then I say, I also want the sheep to have Kedushas Damim that I owe the value of the sheep to the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Rambam, it could work in one direction and not in the other. If it's Kachet Haguf, and then you want to add on Kedushas Bet HaGabayis, so the Rambam says you could do that. You could do that. You could be Mosif Ilui Kedusha Al Kedusha Aso. But the other way, if it's already Bet HaGabayis, and then you want to make it into Kachet Haguf, the Rambam says you can't do that. Why? Ein Ando Makdash Davar Sheino Shelo. You can't be Makdash something that's not yours. What does that mean? Can't be Makdash something that's not yours? They're both not yours. No. If it's Kachet Mizbeach, it's still yours. You just were sanctified and imbued with Kedusha, so you could add on another Kedusha. But if it's Bet HaGabayis, it's not yours. And therefore, you can't add on another Kedusha. One other source that hints to this principle, and that is Rashi Imsachim. Rashi Imsachim on Daf Hei Amabez. The Gemara says Imsachim on Daf Hei that if I have Hektish Chametz in my house, Hekdash chametz in my house, I do not violate Bal Yiro Bal Yimatzei. That's what the Gemara says. Shalacha iataroeh, aval ataroeh shalachir mishal gavoa. Right, if I have my friend's chametz in my house that I'm responsible for, I'm a shomer on it, I'm going to violate by Rabbi Yimatzei. Machlokas Rishonim, what level of shmira do you need to violate by Rabbi Yimatzei? Even shomer chinam, that's the lowest level, or just shomer sachar, shoel. But when it comes to if I don't have a responsibility, if it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, then I don't violate. So that's the Gemara. Rashi adds in without making a lot of fanfare. Rashi just says, you don't violate if you have hektish chametz in your house. Lefish nam ravalei relecha, timi dechsiv lecha mashma mina, shalacha yataroe, avalataroe, bigvulin shalachirim, could go nachri vishal gavoa, im hikdishim lebedekabayas. Bedek habayis. The Gemara doesn't say a word. Rashi feels the need to throw that in. If you have bedek habayis chametz, then you are do not violate by Rabbi Matzei. Mashma, if you have shel gavoa, I don't know, let's say you have a flour that you're going to bring as a carbon mincha. Right? How do you have chametz? That's kachi haguf. Right? Not too many of them. But not too many examples. But if you have, I don't know, lechem, you have some of the lechem of the carbon toda, the ten chalas of the carbon toda. That is a kachi aguf. But in any of those cases, Rashi says that the kabayis. Why? Because that's not yours. That's not yours. Anyway, these are the two levels of hakdasha, the two types of hakdasha. And that Rav Chisda says, back to our Gemara, that's Rav Chisda says, abe hektish kain, the same rules would apply to hefker and hektish. Now we continue. Says the Gemara, milin de rabbanan pligin. The Rabbanan argue on this Yisod. Which Rabbanan? We're not going to get to this Rabbanan for another 15 lines. But the Rabbanan are going to say that Rabbi Yochanan is going to quote from Rav Yanai against Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Hefker and Hektish have the same rules. Meaning, if I have bundles and I'm Makdash and Mafker them, and then I get them back, I'm Putter. I'm Putter from Isris. And we will see that the Rabbanan argue, and they say, yes, Hefker, but not Hektish. By Hektish, you'll still be Chayev. We will see exactly, once we have the Brisa, where that comes from. So says the Gemara. This is another source for the patur of Hefker from Maestris, right? We already had another source earlier on this daf, but here we have a different one. The Levi will come because he has no portion with you. He has no chelik with you. He doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the Levi is going to come and take these maestras. Mimasha yesh lecha ve'ein lo. When does he get maestras? From something that you have that he does not have. At chayev litein lo. That's what you have to give him. But if you and he have the same rights in something, there's no maestras from that. Yatza leket sheyatcha v'yado shavin bo. Excluding leket. Leket is one of the examples of the matnas aniyim. Leket shicha peya. So where he and you, at the time that it is hefker, so then anybody could take it. You could take it, he could take it. So there, that the drasha is that is not chayev in peya. That is not chayev in maestras. And the Gemara says, he leket, he shecha, he peya, he hefker. It's all the same. Leket, shecha, peya, and hefker are all the same in terms of status. And that's the makar, another makar, that there's a patur hafrashas, chumas and maestras, from hefker. Actually, the Rosh, in the beginning of peya, the Rosh Bishans asks, why do you need a separate source to tell me that if you get something from Hefker, then you're Putter? We know there's a Patur Lakuach. We're going to talk a lot about this, Brother Shem. The Gemara Bamitzia talks about this. There's a Patur Lakuach when it comes to if I buy something, so then there's also a Patur Maisris. That's the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Peches. So the Rash at the beginning of Peah, Vidara Temahu, Lama Lihai Kra, one need a pasik to exclude Hefker from Maisris. Typically, da Zochem and a Hefker Miftar Midi Dahavi Alokeach. To Darshina Beperka Socher as a Paulim, Aser Ta Aser, Viachalta, Velo Mocher, Tfua Zarecha, Velo Lokeach. Right, so why don't you learn it from there? So Ikala Meymar, maybe you could say the Itzrich the Hecha the Chazar Vizachi Yugufe. If he himself was Zochem from the Hefker, then you don't learn it from Lokeach. From the lokeach, okay, you're getting it from a different source than you had it. But if you're zoche yourself, so then maybe it wouldn't be included. And the Rosh continues there. But it's important to know that there's more than one source when it comes to the patur of maestros from hefker, and the Rishonim discuss why you would need more than one source. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Now on on 1 second. Says the Gemara on top. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chabura Hayamakshe, the Chabura, the Rabbanan and the Beis Medrash, would be Makshe. This is the last he's quoting. Rabbi Yochanan obviously is an early Amora. So he's quoting the Beis Medrash, the last group of Tanoim. Chabura Hayamakshe, the following. Hare Hektish, 1 second. Hektish, Hare, you're saying every time that you are equal with the Levi, so then there's no Chiv. So Hefker, you're equal with the Levi, you both have rights. Hektish, you're equal with the Levi, you both have no rights. So ask the Gabura. Hare Hektish, Hare Ein Yadcha V'Yado Shavin. Hektish, also, your Yadcha aren't, your Yad and his Yad are equal. Kimishi Yadcha V'Yado Shavin. So it should be the same. It should be the same halacha. Hektish and Hefker should be the same halacha, asks the Chabura. Right? Hefker, you both have. Hektish, you both have no rights. And yet, we're about to see that they're not equal. And the mentality of this question is against Rav Chisda, because this question is going to be mechalik between Hefker and Hektish, and that's going to be against Rav Chisda, who says that they are equal. So Amar Rabbi Ila, Mana Kaimen. So ask Rav Ila, what are we talking about? What case are we talking about that there's a difference between Hefker and Hektish? Im Bishanis Mareach HaKri, if you had Meruach, which is a crucial element in the development of the Chi of Maestros, right? You gathered it in the field, you made the piles, and you smoothed it out. Im Bishanis if it was meruach at a time when it was hefker or hektish, so then for sure it's pater by both. Amr Torah rachis degancha v'lo shel hefker, rachis degancha v'lo shel hektish. So it should both be pater. V'ela, so that can't be the case. That can't be the case that the chabura thinks that there's a chilek. So ela kian and kaimin, what must we be talking about? B'shehifker shibalin. The case that we are discussing, where it's already bundles. Meruach didn't take place. We're not talking about Meruach. Maybe Meruach took a place beforehand, but Hivker Shibalin, the Chazar, or afterwards, the Hivker Shibalin, the Chazar Vazachabahan, I'm Mafker my Shibalim, and then I take them back. I have these big bundles that they're a Hefker, and then I take them back 5 minutes later. The Hefker Pater, Behektish Chayef. So in that case, Hefker would be Pater. That we agreed upon. That's what we said earlier. Behektish Chayef. That's where it's against Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Chisda from before. By Hektish, you'd be Chayef. Meaning, even though you amaktish the bundles, then you retook them, there's still a Chayef of Maestros. Why? What's the source for this? Again, it's against Rav Chisda that we said before, but what's the source? The following, Behefker Potter, Behefker is Potter based on the source we said earlier. Min ahidam Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai. Uva ha-Levi kein lo chelek v'nachlimach. The Levi could come because he has no portion with you. Mimashi yesh lecha v'ein lo, atachayv li tein lo. When you have a maestris, when you have a portion, and he doesn't have a portion. Yotza Hefker, Sheyotcha, V'yado Shavinbo. That excludes Hefker. Good. So that's like the source we had before. But the Hektish is different. Chayiv min Hada. Chayiv, Hektish is based on the following. The Mishnah towards the beginning of Maseches Peah, or this is in the middle, right? In the fourth parak. Hektish kama, Ufada kama, Chayiv. The Mishnah says that if you are Maktish, a standing grain, if you're makdish standing grain, and then you redeem the standing grain, chayiv, so then you are chayiv because that is didn't change anything, as we said earlier. But the Marafolda says the raya is really from the seifa of the Mishnah. We have that sometimes in Yerushalmi, where the ikar part is not quoted. The seifa, look at the Marafolda, mi seifa maisi, hiktish omrim. The parallel. If you were Makdish Kama, and when it was still stand attached, and then you were redeemed it, then nothing changed. But Hikdish Omrim, Mufada Omrim, Chayiv. Why? Because that Mishnah is holding. The only time where you're going to be Pater is if Meruach happened in between. Meruach happened, it's yours, and you were Makdish it, then Meruach happened, and then you brought it back. So that's that Mishnah. So, but if you just Makdish Omrim, Mufada Omrim, then you'd still be Chayiv, and that is different than what we said before from Rav Chisda. What would Rav Chisda do with this Mishnah? It's a special din of Peah. Right? The Marafulta. Well, Rav Chisda, Lokasha Masisad. Rav Chisda doesn't have a problem with that Mishnah, Dilinian Peah Shiny. Peah is different, special. Midichsiv, Ta'azov, Yesera. There's an extra Ta'azov, as is quoted in the Bavli numerous times. Avala Maestras Potter. But Rav Chisda would say for Maestras, it's Potter. If it had a moment in time where it became Hektish, so then it will be Potter, just like Hefker. V'achanami amrinan v'yahid hefker karmo v'chazor bitzro d'chayev. Right, if you're mafker, you're karim, and then you gather it again, you're chayev, alech hashev, peyo, patam, and a meiser. Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Yanai, b'Rabbi Yochanan, the name Rabbi Yanai, who quotes this whole discussion here, Svirle, the he holds that it's not special, just a special didn't pay up. Svirle, da'af l'maiser, chayiv b'umrim. Even by maiser, you're chayiv in this case. Mitam, we got to, oh, we're going to quote, well, we'll stop there for a minute because the Gemara is going to talk about what the difference is. But either way, this whole 10 lines is against Rav Chisda that we said earlier. So that we said earlier. And it could be that we paskin this way, right? Because it goes by Meruach. Continue. So the Gemara asks, once we're talking about the Shita of the Rabbanan, Ma Bein Hefker, Ma Bein Hektish, what's the difference? Why is it that if I have bundles that are already detached from the ground, I mafkir it, and then I rizocha it, then I am potter from Trumas and Maestras. But if I'm makdish it and repod it from Hektish, I'm still chayiv. What's the difference? So two answers given in the Gemara. Number one, Hefker Yasi Deakol. By Hefker, when I'm mafker it, nobody owns it. So there, it's really a break. There, at that stage, there's equality between the Ani and the Balabayas. So that's where the Patur and the Hafka comes in. Hektish, lo yasi de gizbar. Hektish, it's not owned by no. It's not off limits to everybody. There's a gizbar. The gizbar, the gabbai of the Beis HaMikdash, he's called the Bailim. Right? There's Mishnayis and Me'ila that reflect this also, that he's called the Bailim. So lasi de gizbar. So therefore, you can't say it's in that world. When is there a patur of Maisris? When the whole world is equal. The Ani, the Aniyim, the Ashirim. But here, the whole world is not equal. The gizbar is that there is a bialim here. It's not that there's no bialim or everybody's the bialim, right? And therefore, there's a difference between hektish and hefker. Or similar but a different focus. Amar Rabbi Avin, afilu yadea bialim lo yatsa. No, don't focus on the gizbar. If I'm makdish it, it still didn't leave my rishos fully. Why? May acher sheomrim lo fadeas rishon. Because after all, the halacha is, Mishnin Arachin, that if somebody is makdish something and we need it to be redeemed, we tell the owner, we tell the original makdish, you redeem it first. Why you redeem it first? Because the Gemara says in Arachin on Daf Chav Zayin, number one, maybe it's more beloved to him. It's more beloved to him. He it used to be his, and it is chaviv to him. Aidi de chaviva alei tveku parakla. There's a better chance that he's going to redeem it. And also, he's Mosef Chomish. He's Mosef Chomish. Bailam or Mosef Chomish, if the owner himself redeems it, he adds on 25% value. So the Beis HaMikdash is going to make more money. So the Gemara says the fact that you are connected to it in terms of Bez is going to try to get you to redeem it before anybody else, that kind of shows a bailus. That shows a connection, and therefore it's not an exact equal for you and the Ani, and therefore there's going to be a patur of Maisris. So either there's a Bailim, the Gizbar is the Bailim, or there's a Bailim, you're still the Bailim. Wow. Interesting that because you have the responsibility and Bez is going to ask you to redeem it, that itself is going to make a difference in terms of the present status. The Sefer Kochav Miyakov here in the back, he says you could use this to answer Akasha of the Achronim on Tosfos Imsachim. Tosfos Imsachim on Mem Vav Mabez. Mem Vav Mabez is the sugya of Hoel. Remember the Gemara about if somebody cooks miyantif lechol, somebody cooks miyantif lechol, ha'ofem miyantif lechol, Rav Chisda amar loke, Rabba amar eno loke. Rav Chisda says you're going to get malchus because that's an isser. Lo amrinan, you don't say, holu mikloy le'larchim chazile. Well, a guest might show up, so then I'm allowed to cook on yantif. So therefore, even if guests don't show up, but because of that possibility, so I'm not violating a daraisa. And Rabba says, no, you don't get malchus. Loke, amrinan, hoel. You say hoel. So Tosfos, in that context, there's two Tosfos in hoel here. So Tosfos discusses, he has a question, Tevel Arashba. Amai, why do we say in Psachim that you can't be yotze with matzah, meiser, sheni, because it's mom and gavoa, right? Can't you be shoel? Can't you be shoel? Hoel boy, mitshoel. In that context, without getting into the hoel, the Gemara there says, relating to shel gavoha, there's hektish of chametz of gavoha. The Tosfos says towards the end of that Tosfos, why don't you violate by Rabbi Yimatze by hektish that you were makdish? After all, you could redeem it.
So Tosfos answers, what do you mean? If you sell something to a goy, you should say you violate by rabbi yimatzi because you could buy it back? No, you don't say that. You don't go by potential. But achronim ask on Tosfos, I don't understand. If you're makdish something, anybody can redeem it. So what does Tosfos mean to ask that, oh, because he could redeem it? What do you mean? Anybody could redeem it. So why should he have more responsibility for Bali Rabbi Yimatze than anybody else? So the Koch of Miyakov here says, oh, but according to our line in the Yerushalmi, there's a certain level of bailus that is reflected by the fact that you are the first one to redeem it. Wow. So Mikan Amarti, Lataritz Kushias Achronim, Amashikshu Atosis Psachem Mvav. Amaylo name a holvi boy parik. Right, am I in over chamed shal hektish b'bal yira? Amaylo name a holvi boy parik. V'hikshu gdolei achronim ta kulei alma yicholon liftoso. Everyone can redeem it. V'im kein yad kol adam shavibo. Umay olmei hu mishar b'nei adam sheyir b'shuso lavar. Why is he different? So he said, you know what the answer is? Here, unbelievable. He said, ladaiti b'lavachi nichol of Yerushalmika. This Yerushalmi is unbelievable because you have more of a responsibility to buy it back. That itself would reflect a connection that you have, maybe enough for Bal Yerubba Yimatze. That's Tosfos' kasha there. That's what Tosfos is assuming. Amazing. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Reb Zeira, Reb Yasef Shem Reb Elazar. So we have a line here, Reb Salvechik. Discussed this line at length. We don't have time to go into it fully now, but he discussed the following line. Hazorea sada hefker chayv b'maisrus. If you plant an estate hefker, you're chayv b'maisrus. So the pashup shot of that is a huge chiddush. We're about to say, don't take a pashup shot. But the pashup shot of that, and to see how the Rambam quotes this, one is chayv in maisrus. If you go over to a field of hefker and you plant in it, you're chayv in maisrus. The Rambam quotes this line kipshuto. Unlike the next line of the Yerushalmi, the Rambam Menuchas Trumas, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph, Hazoreas de Hefker Chayev B'Trumas and Maestras. Wow. Even though Hefker is Paterim Trumas and Maestras, but if you plant, so he uses that to explain the principle of Uman Kona B'Sheva Kli. When you create something, you develop a connection to it. That's Hazoreas de Hefker Chayev B'Maestras. And again, the Rambam just quotes that. The Gemara here, though, says, Rabbi Yona Mafik Lishnei, Rabbi Yona, explained it a little clearer. It doesn't just mean if I go over to a field of hefker and I planted it, I have no kavana to be kone it. I'm not zoche. I'm not the chayv and maizrus. Bizocha b'stei hefker v'giduleha. It means that afterwards you have plans to take the gidulam. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The case is the svira le she'im lo zocha b'sof b'karka eino chayv af the hagidulin shelo. Right, if you're not zocha afterwards in the karka, you're not chayiv even if the gidulin. The eino chayiv elab ofan shebesof kishabal alakta yezocha gam bekarka. Right, that only if you're zocha in the karka. V'yashmeinon da'af lechad debitchila hayagadol bekarka hefker mikol akam chayiv. If you're zocha afterwards, so then you're going to be chayiv. So again, maybe the Rambam understands that there's a machlokas here between Reb Zeira and Reb Yona. The Marafold and others assume that Reb Yona is explaining the previous shita. Okay, so that's if Hefker is a patur, but if I'm Zoreya b'stei Hefker, I might be chayv in the Maisrus, and it might depend whether I'm Zocha in the Karkei afterwards. V'gidula ben aretz. The third requirement, back to what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, Ochel Nishmar and Gidula ben aretz. That's to grow from the ground and be nourished from the ground. Reb Chiya bar Ada, Ba'akumi Reb Yochanan, Kumenu Pitrios, Ba'ashiyu Chayav in Maisrus, mushrooms and the like. Are they chayef in Maisrus? So as we have said, that we know from Brachas, those you make a shahakol on, because it's not called gidulim in the aret, it does not grow from the ground. So that's what Gemara says. Amalei Reb Yochanan b'shem Reb Sisai, k'siv aser ta'aser is called tvua zarecha, yobima aser, all the tvua of your zera, davar shu nizra umatzmiach, something that is seeded and grows. Yotzach v'enu pitrios, she'enu nizros u'matzmichos, excluding mushrooms and the like that are not planted, they just grow by themselves. Matzmichos, they grow by themselves. The Marafolda, me'atzman hein gedalin below zariya v'netiya klal. Rabbi Yona mafik lishnin, again, Rabbi Yona explains, v'pnei shaharetz poltasan, the land kind of spits it out by itself. It's lo yanki min ha'aret, says the Marafolda, and that's why you make a shahakal, and that's why there's no chayiv in trumas and maisrus. Beautiful.
Next line of the Mishnah. Avo bishu shomro lohosif ochel chayev katan vegadol. The Mishnah said, if I have something in the ground, even if I'm going to leave it in the ground because I want it to get bigger, but right now it's edible as is. So if I detach that and harvest it, then I'm going to be chayev. I'm going to be chayev shumas amaisus when it's smaller, when I harvest it now, and I would be chayev shumas amaisus when it will grow bigger. So the Gemara's mashma though, if the what the Mishnah say, if you keep it in the ground to get bigger, then you're chayev. But if I keep it in the ground not to get bigger, but I keep it in the ground because I want it to grow seeds, I want it to develop seeds and to use those seeds, then I know chayev katan v'gadol. Then it's mashma, then you're not chayev. Only if you leave it in the ground because it's going to be an ochel then, it's an ochel now. But if your plan is to use it for seeds, then if you would eat it now, you're not chayev katan v'gadol. If you plant something, l'shem the seeds, you're not going to be chayev. The Gemara says, Rabbi Imi, Bishim, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Zulahotzi, Medivir ben Gamliel. That's against Rabbi Gamliel. The Tanina Taman, because Rabbi Gamliel says in the Mishnah later on, in Daf Lamed Vav, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Timro, Shal Tiltan, Shal Chardol, Shal Pulavan. The buds of all of these, the fenugreek and the mustard, all of these, the Mishnah assumes you grow for the seeds. But the buds that are semi-edible, that people eat, Chayavas b'maisras. You're chayav in maestros. Oh, isn't Rabbi Gamliel later on, Daf Lamed Vav, against our Mishnah? Rabbi Gamliel holds that if you plant something for the seeds, but if you eat the buds, you're going to be chayiv and maestros for the buds. Our Mishnah sounds like, is mashma, that if you plant something for the seeds, you're not going to be chayiv in what you eat, the ochel that you eat, right? Only if you had kavana katan v'gadol, not if you had chayiv kavan in the seeds. And the Gemara answers, no, no, no. Amar Reb Yossi, v'chimachmas ha'ochel, Rabbi Gamliel machayiv, you think just because something is edible, Rabbi Gamliel is going to say you're chayiv to maestros from there? Me'atafilu yarkam, what about the leaves? People eat the leaves too, not just the buds. And nobody's going to say that you're chayiv maestros in on the leaves. So the reason the buds are going to be chayiv is not because just because it's edible. It's edible, so you're chayiv maestros even if you planted it lazera. No, Ela Rabbi Gamliel Omer Chashuva says lahein la'ochel. It's just that those buds have inherent separate status, not just that they are eaten, but they're significant enough to be called ochel. And maybe that's part of your kavanah in the planting in the first place. For Rabbanan Amri in Chashuvas Lochel, and the Rabbanan also say, the Rabbanan argue on that, and they say the issue is whether that's called a separate ochel or not. But it's nothing to do with what you planted originally. If you planted it originally for the seeds, Rabbi Gamliel's not arguing on our Mishnah. That our Mishnah would say if you planted it originally for the seeds, then no matter what, you're always putter. No, Rabbi Gamliel would say, you're not always putter. Maybe you're putter sometimes, but here the buds are so significant to be called ochel, he wouldn't argue on our Mishnah. And the Gemara just said one more line, v'od min ada, detani, and also the following, amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, miyam lo malani libi lomar lo adam. Rabbi Yeshua says, I never told somebody to go against Rabbi Gamliel and like the Rabbanan. Save a lakoli tamar shall tiltum vishal charda vishal pula lavan. Go gather me the buds of these items, vishalak, and cook them, lapotrim and a maestras. And cook them and don't give maestras. I would never paskin that way, meaning I wouldn't go against Rabbi Gamliel. So Gemara says, one second, if our Mishnah was against Rabbi Gamliel, so why was he so nervous to go against Rabbi Gamliel? Our Mishnah is against Rabbi Gamliel. It must be that our Mishnah is not against Rabbi Gamliel. The Stam Mishnah is not against Rabbi Gamliel, and therefore, as we said, he just assumes that the buds or ochel have significant status, but he wouldn't be against our Mishnah. Okay, we will stop here.